Welcome to Marooned at MacBite's headquarters, day 62, which is 76 for Kim. Right, I need to get everything set up here. Oh, right. I'm about to venture into 6 hours of broadcasting.
I'm going to deal with the dog.
And the dog's barking.
Right, madam.
Ooh, she's in trouble now. She's dragged Fox into the hall. Just so she can annoy Mike, basically. So I'm getting into the chat so I can say hello to everybody. If you are there, say hello. Hello, Jonathan. Hello, Kim. How are we doing? What have you been up to, Jonathan? You know, with your clean flat. I've been admiring our milk crates all day. They're still in the front garden. I'm thinking of charging people to come and have a look at them, you know, like modern art. Why not? I've seen worse. So apart from that, Lola's had a walk. Lola's come in here and given me the sad eyeballs. Oh, Mummy, I've not had a treat. Not for 5 minutes, Mummy. And you give in every time. No, I didn't. I made her wait. Yeah, she's now very grumpy. So that wasn't the best idea I've ever had. Hello, Anthony. Hello, Alex. Jonathan's eating dinner. Steak, sweet potato fries. Ooh, nice. We had steak for lunch. On a Saturday, we tend to have a very late lunch, around 2:30, 3 o'clock, because we're broadcasting from 7 o'clock till 1 in the morning. So we can only graze during that time. And oh boy, we do. Although somebody's now out of Toblerone. So I've had to contend with Mike as well. There has been a home workout. Well, I thought about walking around and doing something and then thought again. Does that count? And he had a nap. Excellent. But you didn't need one today, Jonathan. Or did you? Because of yesterday. Hmm. Oh, it has. It's been chaotic here. I have, however, managed to put another show together. So I'm in two places at once right now. I have recorded a show for Brooklands. And that's playing right now on Brooklands. It's a music show. It's music from the movies with a bit of a twist in. Anyway, we'll be playing it again tomorrow, so you don't need to worry about heading off to listen to it or anything, because we'd miss you here. Where on earth is the thing to line up the thing? That's right. That's the thing I'm talking about. And it's my birthday party tonight on Brooklands. So Mike's just been keying up some music. We're going in with a bit of a raucous one and following that up with a bit of a raucous one, but then we're slowing it down. We've got a world premiere. We have a lady who has written the most beautiful song, has been passed on to us by the priest, and said, would you like to play it? It's a world premiere. Yeah, that'll do nicely. So we've got a world premiere of a new song tonight. So how is everybody? What's going on? Poor Mike, I can post him some. It won't do him any harm, Jonathan. Won't do him any harm at all. I'm sure he'll find some. Well, he's got the big one, hasn't he? So he's not lacking. He just might actually have to break into it with a hammer and chisel. And I'm thinking, actually, you know, he might just do that. And I promised to do a video of it. However, yesterday, this is the kind of thing we do before the show. And then when the show comes, it's like, well, it'll either work or it won't. And I totally calmed down. But we were testing out the webcams. Now, bearing in mind, the webcams are about the best webcams you can buy. And if you put your hand in front of them, it was fine. If you were doing talking head, it was fine. But put it over the iPad, it struggled to focus. And annoyingly, you know when a camera does that thing of focusing and it goes in and out of focus? It did that, and for a fraction of a second, it was pin sharp perfect. And then when it settled out of focus. So I'm a bit peeved. So I said to Mike, you know, we're going to need a better camera. It's as simple as that. So I'm thinking of like a sort of vlogging camera style thing. Has anybody got one and would recommend it? They seem to be around anywhere between about 800 and as much as you want to pay, basically. But when I say vlogging, it has the screen at the back flips up so you can actually see it if you were selfieing from the front. That's the idea. You put it on a tripod pointing at you, but you flip up the back screen and then you can see it. That's the kind I'm after. Whether it'll be any better, I have no idea. And obviously, don't really want to go out to a camera shop because one, they're shut, and two, I'm not leaving the house. But apart from that, oh, and you know all those COVIDiots that we've been looking at in the States with increasing incredulity, the ones who are saying my civil rights, it's my body, etc. Apparently, they moved to London. Who saw that on the TV? Scary. It's homemade chili. Oh, Mike would like that. He would. Hello, Simon. Catching up on the videos from their lockdown. Pretty good. They make it look so easy. Ah, so what have you learnt, Jonathan? What have you learnt? You need to let me know. Because we've got plans. We've got plans as well. I added your request that you sent in. That's on the list. That might even get an airing next week, Jonathan. Just saying. Might put it on the very last thing, you know, call it an incentive to stay awake, that kind of thing. Has Simon been doing any bread? Because that sets Jonathan off every time. That I can't create a car in Affinity Designer as much as the guy who does it for a living. That's true. That is very true. You can, however, do quite well with just a few shapes as long as you put them together right. I could show you that. I designed a car, just saying, a kind of 60s soft top thing for a poster. Can't say any more about that just yet, Jonathan. Not just yet. But it's there. The poster's there. Ooh, baguettes. If only you could do gluten-free, I'd be beating you a path to your door, Simon. I really fancy gluten-free baguettes now. Oh, no, I mustn't. I mustn't. It's as simple as that. I'll be ill if I do. But I like the idea. I used to eat those. That was a real treat. That was when I would take Mum out on a Monday because I was at university. So I came back from university every Monday. And I would take her out shopping on a Monday. So while she was doing the shopping, you know, the bit that involves actually going in a shop. Yeah, no, I'm kind of on the outside. I would sit in the car and I would research for that week's essay. So she would then come out with some baguettes and I really enjoy them. So happy memories of that. But unfortunately, can't eat them anymore. But yes, and we do need photos to see these things, don't we? Oh, yes. What on earth is the matter with that? I've just opened a pill from a sealed packet to find that the bubble thing's empty. Brilliant. Maybe I put it back. I don't know. But I thought it was sealed. Clearly not. Now I've put it in the other drawer. Have you ever had one of those days? Every day's like that here. Mike's been wandering around like, I'll tell you this while he's out. He's been wandering around like an expectant father all day. He'd got some clothes coming. Only they've not arrived, so he's not a happy bunny. He has, however, got four crates full of empty milk bottles, which, funnily enough, are not making him happy. He'll get used to them in the front garden. We'll be Googling next, what can you do in a garden with an empty milk bottle and four crates? So that's where we're at. Now, have we done anything else? I did a radio show that's up and running. Oh, yes. We had a ponder around with dates. But I'll wait till he's back to spill more on that. Not too late to get a request in for the music show if you want. As I say, we've got the first three keyed up. Oh, possibly four. We could be going into that one. But we'll see. We've also, it's Eurovision tonight. Is that a thing in the States? Do you watch it? Eurovision is the Eurovision Song Contest. It's always diabolical. We always come last. What is it? 0 points for the UK. But obviously it's cancelled this year. So they're having a virtual show on the telly. Music shocking as per usual. Who are these two? They look like the Cheeky Girls with fractionally more clothes on, but I'm not sure. No, maybe not. She's about to take that off, so maybe not. So that's on. We should have a listen party, a watch party next year.
For sure.
But I need to know, do you see it in the States? Do they put it on for you on some weirdy channel in the States? They look so inelegant with that so-called dancing. I've no idea who they are. I was telling them you had a packet of clothes arriving, but they didn't.
Yeah.
But you did have four crates of empty milk bottles to play with.
Still not four empty crates.
I know, they're still
four crates of empty milk bottles.
They'll go in the end, honestly.
Right, we've done some zoomies.
Good, we've had zoomies, have we? Does that mean she's all calm?
No.
Just stop for breath?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be more like it, wouldn't it? See you, Deb, see
steak
you.
Steak and sweet potato fries. That's similar to what we had.
I said we had steak. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah.
Isn't Australia in the Eurovision? Explain that. Yes, money. Money, Jonathan. They were huge fans of Eurovision and they got invited. Yeah, I wondered as well. UK are only in it because we pay the bill. Let's be honest. If it went on talent, we'd be nowhere near it.
Jonathan, Israel's in there as well.
They are. Mm.
Mind you, they play in the European Football Championship.
They do. It's weird, isn't it? Yeah. It's weird. And they often win. Yeah, they do. Mm, good point.
That's probably because the Palestinians won't let them in their contest.
Do they have one?
I don't know.
Crying out loud, Mike, I don't think so. You never know, though. You never know. Maybe there's a kind of... No, I think Eurovision's unique.
The Middle Eastern Song Contest.
No, Eurovision.
MESC.
No, Eurovision's a definite Euro thing, isn't it? And the politics of it are just hysterical. You always get the countries next door to each other voting for each other. It could well be because they don't want to be invaded. But it is. It's so political, isn't it? Ireland always vote for us. We always vote for Ireland. The Azerbaijan and all those countries vote for each other. What's she up to now? Dragging a bed around? You do, Paul. You do. And you know, you do reasonably well as well. It's shocking. You do better than we do. Okay, I think I'm caught up. I've said hello to everybody. I think I have. Hello, Paul. Hello, Mrs. Simon. Excellent. Well, that's what's going on tonight anyway, part of my birthday party. Got some music on that. How's the show playing? The one I did earlier?
Rather wicked.
Good, good, good. I can't remember how many tracks were in that.
Jonathan's right.
What?
Given that we voted to leave, we shouldn't be taking part.
I know that and you know that. But remember, we foot the bill. We foot the bill. There are five countries that put in the most money and the UK is one of them.
Don't mention the war.
No, don't mention the
don't
war.
Don't mention the B-word.
Brexit. don't mention COVID.
Yeah.
Oh, I tell you what, I'm going to put something up here.
That steak looks very nice, Johnny. Although it's a bit rare for me.
We had that discussion, didn't we, about the lamb?
Oh, yeah.
With that chef friend of yours.
Oh, yeah. The sweet potato fries look very nice.
I shall have to have a look.
I had curly fries.
Oh, thank you, Kim. Thank you. I'll put that in the spreadsheet, Mike.
What's that?
Shania Twain, She's Not Just a Pretty Face, requested by Kim and Kiva, was dedicated to me. Oh, oh, that's so sweet. Thank you. I'll put that in.
You putting it in?
Yes, don't try editing the same cell at the same time. You know, it's like, it'll explode.
We've already been there, haven't we?
No, somebody misformatted the spreadsheet and that got on my nerves. OCD.
We know a song that'll get on your nerves.
Oh, yes. You know a spreadsheet that'll get on my nerves.
£3 a bag thrown in the oven at 200 degrees. Oh, I might have to try those.
Sweet potato fries. No, I don't eat potatoes, really. Right. I can do, but I'd rather not. Oh, Mike, I found a presentation that I was digging out. And I'd found the notes first and then I found the presentation. Who remembers that? Because I don't.
No.
That was version one. Yeah. You will see this in an upcoming presentation. It was all about hype. I said I'd already done a session on it and I've dug it out. I've found it. It was from the 17th of May. Ooh, that's close, tomorrow. 2012. So it's 8 years old. And what I'd done was I'd put like a brief history of hype in it. And even I don't remember half of this. So I'll close that down because I've got far too much running. Oh!
Oh, chicken.
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 She's playing on her chicken, bless her. Right, so we're going in with Fiesta, aren't we? Followed by Happy Birthday, followed by... And then followed by... Oh, I did listen to the song, Kim. And I had a red one and a green one. So I picked the green one. I wish I could remember which colour I had. That was so silly of her to put those out. They were all different versions of the same song. So I hope the green one's okay. I couldn't find the blue one. I could only find the red one and the green one. And I think I sent the rest of the things to Mike. And I was just trying to do far too much. Far too much. So I'm going to have a look at Jonathan's sweet potato fries. Yeah, they're probably far nicer than all the ones that you used to see in the restaurants. Remember restaurants? Those days. Right, let's go in here and have
what
a look.
What is she doing?
I have no idea what she's doing. Oh, I need to catch up, don't I? I really need to catch up. I am so far behind. Where is it? Where is it? I've seen the movie of Kiva. That was so cool. These basics that your shop lady delivered you. Oh, yes. Never mind the milk and the eggs. Oh, now they do look nice. They do look nice. Loving the greenery, Jonathan, you know, to make it healthy. You're dragging her in, you mean? They do look rather nice, Jonathan.
We have a guest in the studio.
Hello!
Only because I've got a toy.
Oh, Treatsville!
It's a treat toy.
It's a rodeo stick.
Why don't you bark on the radio?
Bark for it, Lola. You can probably hear the heavy breathing.
No, that's me.
You're going to be good. Are you going to do a paw? Paw? Good girl. Other one. Good girl. High five. High five. Good girl. There's your rodeo stick. Off you go. Good job I don't have to do that for food, isn't it? That would never work.
There's an idea.
What? Oh, no.
You can high five.
I can high five for it. I'm not doing paws, Mike. No way. Ah, rocket. Rocket. Lola wants to be on the air. She does on a Thursday. She goes mad outside when she starts barking. What were the ones you had, Mike? I got them for you from Morrison's. Curly something. Were they just curly fries?
Curly fries, that's what I had today.
Just curly fries?
Yeah.
I tried one, but I wasn't keen.
Stick them in the oven 20 minutes later.
They're cooked.
Hope? Yeah.
So, who read the email?
Me.
I know you did. You sent it.
Doesn't mean I read it. As it happens, I did.
Look at Anthony. Barney crashed a Zoom meeting on Tuesday. Jumped up on the chair behind me and everyone was more interested in him than the lady who was speaking.
It's funny that Anthony, I nearly said Barney then. It's funny that Anthony, but there's a load of memes going around about that kind of thing where the dog, people are more interested in the dog than the person who's
Do you remember the one really early on in all this, the first week? It was a dog, and the dog like posted on Twitter and said, I'm going to all these meetings and everybody cheers when they see me. I'm the only thing holding the company together. That is so true. It's certainly true there. Excellent, Jonathan. Glad to see you were reading it. Look, Jonathan's remembered. That's why I said who read the email.
Kim taught Kiva to salute. That's awesome.
That is awesome. Lola's kind of teaching us to be slaves. Yeah. It's going very well, isn't it?
It is.
She yips and we go running. Oh, Kim's pastor was giving the sermon and his dog came in. We tried talking the priest into a dog before we got Lola. He had a dog. He was abroad for 10 years in Peru, missionary work. And he had a dog. So I knew he was a dog person. So I was like, why don't you get a dog? He said, oh, I'd love a dog. And the problem was, you know, when he goes away, and he does go away, he goes to America and Peru. And he said, you know, what do I do with a dog? And I said, we'll look after it. Anyway, he didn't get a dog before we did. But when Lola was pregnant, which was about 14 months ago, we were looking after her for the weekend and we were doing the church count, which meant that on a Sunday you go into the office, the presbytery, where the priest lives, the priest house, as I explained it to Mike, the priest house, and you count the money. So we had her with us and I said, I'm not leaving her at home with her being pregnant. So we took her with us. So we turned up at the door with all the equipment to do the counting with and the dog on a lead. He was fine with that. We said, she's pregnant. Oh, I want a puppy. I want a puppy. I want a puppy. I don't think he's ready for a Sammy puppy, do you? No. Samoyed puppies are a different breed entirely, believe you me. But we do have the other priest who's local, who's not our priest. He's got a dog. Absolutely gorgeous. She's called Isa. Is it Isa?
Isa.
Isa. She's a black Labrador. Absolutely gorgeous. So velvety when you stroke her, whereas Lola's like fluffy. So very, very different. But don't get near the tail wagging. Oh, that was like a whip. Lola's again is just so full of fur, you don't feel a thing. Oh, felt that one. But she was pleased to see us. She's a lovely dog. We just need to talk the priest into a dog. Mind you, not going anywhere at the minute, is he? Because you know this thing about you can meet one person in the park this week? Well, I put this thing on Facebook and I put, you know, this meeting up one person thing. After very detailed and careful consideration, I've picked the one person, Ollie, the dog that we look after. I put a picture up of him. He was so sweet. Who's not seen Ollie? Let me see if I can get the picture that I found. I don't know where I got the picture from that I actually posted. Let's go and get it and share it with you. He's a cutie, is Ollie. Tiny, very tiny. I remember the first time he came, Mike, and I was like, oh, he's like a cat. You know, I'm going to hurt him. I need my feed, don't I? Oh, and there was that other one as well. Oh, these are all... Most of my feeds, cats and dogs, have you noticed, Mike?
Yeah.
Come on, where's the one of Ollie? Where's the one of Ollie? I'm sure it was before that. Ah, there he is. There's Ollie. Right, I'll get that and I'll share it with Dropler. Right, let's do that. Or at least let's try and do that. There we go. I think it's working. Right, let's get that in there. That's Ollie. That's the one that visits. He's got it bad for Lola. Big style got it bad for Lola. Trust me on that. He's gorgeous. BBC Sports commentator having a Zoom meeting with his dogs. I saw the title and I haven't had a chance to see it yet, but I must do that. I'll take that link from there and I will watch that. I did see the alternative commentaries, which were all absolute classics. Loved them all. Anyway, to get back to Jonathan, who had spotted that we were up to mischief. Now, Jonathan, what mischief could we possibly be up to? I know what he's going to say. Shall I write it on a post-it note, Mike?
Yeah.
I think that's what Jonathan's going to say. So let's see what Jonathan says. Right, you check it. That's what I think Jonathan's going to say. Right. Jonathan. Kim reads Jonathan's mind as well. That's exactly what I put on the post-it note.
It is.
Sorry, Jonathan, no. But I didn't keep you hanging on, did I? Look at the look on Ollie's face. He is such a cutie. First time he came, he was needing a groom and you couldn't see his eyes. And I spent a week thinking, I can't, you know, like the eyes are the mirror to the soul. When he came back the second time, I thought, whoa, different dog. And, you know, they'd had his grooming and you could see his eyes. Sammies don't need grooming, luckily enough. No, not 126. So if it's not 126, I will allow you a second guess, Jonathan. Go on. What could it possibly be? Have you seen your cat's already putting in stuff for the next show? We're not even there yet.
Where's she putting that?
She's put it in the by request thing, I think. You recorded 127 today. Jonathan, no. I've not set foot in the studio. I think Mike has. I've remoted into the studio, but I've not set foot into it, no. Set up. Good shout. But no. We hit a brick wall with that, Jonathan. We're pretty confident when we looked at it a few weeks ago. It said you could have it on two machines. Then there was the business one. So we looked at that and that was five machines. There was a family one and all kinds of stuff going on. And when we went back today, instead of it saying two, it said one. And we're thinking, just a minute. It said two like a week ago. So now we're back to the drawing board with that. So no, not good. So if I've not set foot in the studio, what could I possibly have done that would be of interest to you guys? Obviously, we're talking planning something. Plotting and planning. Oh, and for those interested, we now have A Brotherhood of Man and Save All Your Kisses for Me. In fact, that's not the title, is it? It's Save Your Kisses for Me.
Save Your Kisses for Me.
Do you know, look at the clothes. Oh boy, are they dated. Oh my word. Love the band, though. They did some great songs. Angelo. Love Angelo. And one called Lightning Flash, way after they did the Eurovision. Love that one. Ah, now, oh, you see, Jonathan's like, oh, no, Anthony's, I've ordered something. No, I didn't order something. But Simon's quite warm. Planning the Friday the 13th of November episode. I could say that, couldn't I, Simon? No one would ever know any different. Ordered something for my birthday, which can be unboxed. No, because I wouldn't be ordering that, would I? Mike would be. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Now he's looking shifty. I'm sure he's got something fantastic up his sleeve. Haven't you?
I'm saying nothing.
Oh. Well, we'll see how that goes. No, my plotting and planning was for Thursday night. Ta-da! I said that I had on my... I've got two things on my list that have been requested. And I said they're kind of a bit big for an after hours. So I would do them as a totally separate session. So totally separate live session, like I used to do. Jonathan can remember that. He might be a millennial, but trust me, he can remember that. Yes. So Kim gets the prize. I am going to be doing a session on Thursday night, although we had a bit of an issue with timings, didn't we? But Thursday night, and it's going to be working with colour in Affinity Publisher. Ah, no, he's quite happy about that. He is quite happy about that, Jonathan. I've done two sessions already. I did them a couple of years ago, did them on the same night, which, yeah, that was fine when I thought they were about 50 minutes, but they were an hour and a half. So we went on quite a bit. Working with Colour in Affinity Designer and working with Colour in Affinity Photo. They are similar, but there's a fractional difference. So obviously with Designer, it's the difference is going to be in relation to what you would want to do with colour swatches. Because in Photo, you'd be editing the photos, but in Publisher, you would probably be changing blocks and things in magazines and DTP style layout. So it's happening on Thursday night. Issue was, we've got Marooned, which is 7 till 8, but it's more than 8 on a Thursday, isn't it? Because it's the Clap for Carers. New Klaxon for Isaacs. I trust it's on its way, Jonathan. You having killed the old one. So we had a couple of options jiggling time-wise, but we decided we'd go for 8:30. So after Marooned, we're going to do the Clap for Carers in Marooned. Then I'll stagger upstairs and have some oxygen as I'm clambering over all of the dogs' beds. It really is dangerous on the stairs. You've literally got to lift your foot over an entire step plus the 6 inches of the dog bed. So it's like the north face of the Eiger. But when I get back and I've got my breath back and I will sign off from Marooned, then I've got about 15 minutes to get everything lined up and heading off into that live on YouTube. Mike, however, has a meeting. So he'll be in the studio and he'll be doing his meeting. Hopefully he will be able to join us later. So that's the plan. That is the plan. So if you've got any questions or anything you think about with colour or indeed any other questions about Affinity Publisher, let me know. Let me know. And I shall be sorting that out this week. A song. I got a brand new key for your birthday. Oh, I have not. I don't think I've heard that one. Might have done. 8:30 is a good time. No danger of him falling asleep. But you see, this one doesn't count, Jonathan, unless you do fall asleep, and then it does, because I make the rules. I have actually put in our system, which you've seen, where we track the shows. So we're prepping a show in and the stuff's in there. I have actually, have you seen it, Mike? I put a note in last night's show.
No.
And it says Elaine v. Jonathan 4v3. Just in case I forget where we're up to. Or I got a brand new combine harvester by the Wurzels. I did look at that one. I quite fancied playing that one.
Can we play that on?
You love me really, Jonathan. You know you do. It's old. It's from the 70s. Right. OK. Mike's going to look that up for me.
What?
The songs that they're mentioning. I remember the Wurzels one. I'm not sure.
I got a brand new combine harvester. I'll give you the key.
See what I mean? Now we've got him singing. The other one, I got a brand new key. So Try and find that and stick it in there, Mike. Right. I've got, do you know, I could be on air for 11 hours. I've got that many songs.
Still splitting your data at the moment.
That my data was fabulous. It was just fractionally out, and I thought it was a 2-minute job.
It is a 2-minute job. It's just that Google Sheets does it slower than Excel.
We could have the Combine Harvester one. I don't see a problem in playing that. What I did do was get all of the number ones from my birthdays throughout the years. And what's so comical is you get to like 2003 and I'm like, who are these people? What's this song? I pretty much knew everything from the day that I was born until the early 2000s. And I'm like, let me have a look at it. Let's have a look at the list. There were some really weird ones on there. I just about knew Madonna. Right, let's have a laugh. Apparently, Stormzy is number one at the moment. I have heard of Stormzy. I've also heard of Calvin Harris and Dua Lipa, but only because didn't Calvin Harris go out with that other one, the blonde one? It'll all come back to me. Then we've got Louis Fonsi, no idea. Drake with Wizkid and Kyla. OMI, Mr. Probs, not got a clue. Have only heard of Tiny Temper. LMFAO featuring Lauren Bennett and Goon Rock. As I'm saying, just keep going back. Tinchy Strider. They've got to be made up, haven't they? Roll Deep. We've got a Madonna one, which I don't know the song, but I obviously have heard of Madonna. Then we've got McFly. I have actually heard of McFly. But literally, we're back to like 2002, 2003, and I don't know half these people. So I think I need to... I think my comfort zone finished in about 1996 with George Michael. Having said that, 1994, Stiltskin. Not meaning much to me. I reckon it was 1992 when I was out of my comfort zone. Now, what was number one in 89? Oh, that was Kylie Minogue. Jonathan, she's been going longer than you've been born. That is scary. But no, I don't know half of these. The lyrics in Combine Harvester are filthy. Perfect for a Christian radio station. Nothing wrong with that. You should have seen some of the ones they asked for last week. One was, I forget the proper title, but it was basically like the theme tune to Dad's Army. So it was something about Mr. Hitler. And he said, you might want to be careful with this one. And I thought, oh, for crying out loud. Because I don't have time to listen to them if they request them on the night. Anyway, I just trusted them. Mrs. Simon said that Simon can't post the lyrics. I did not know it was filthy. Why did nobody ever tell me these things?
What, Combine Harvester?
Yeah, apparently. Unless he's making up his own.
I've got a brand new...
Now he's looking up the lyrics.
Combine Harvester meaning...
Brand New Key is a pop song written and sung by folk music singer Melanie. Initially a track of Melanie's album Gather Me, produced by Melanie's husband, known as...
How has 70s innuendo hit the standard for stupid novelty songs?
Oh, I drove my tractor through your haystack last night. I think we'd get away with that. I don't think anyone would have a clue what was going on. I seriously think we would get away with that. So I thought we'd play some that were number one on my various birthdays. Let's have a look at 89. Yeah, so the Kylie song in 89 was Hand on Your Heart. I think I might go with 88. Perfect by Fairground Attraction. But what's interesting is you look back through these, so many of them are Eurovision songs because Eurovision would be first week or second week in May. And by the time of my birthday... the winner was probably number one. Having said that, in 74, which was ABBA with Waterloo, it wasn't. It was Sugar Baby Love by the Rubettes. Luckily, in 76, it was Fernando by ABBA. And I like that one. I do like that one. I've got Johnny Logan in 1980. Although I'm thinking I'm probably going to go for 81 with Stand and Deliver by Adam and the Ants. We shall see. Tiptoe Through the Tulips. You are very naughty. You're coming up with songs that are even worse than the ones I've got. In who knows what number one was in 1986? Jonathan, you've got a buy on this one. In 1986, it would
something to do with Lola.
86?
Yes.
No. It wasn't a song I was that familiar with, to be honest. I mean, I knew of it, and it was from a TV programme, but I never watched the TV programme.
It is to do with Lola.
Is it? Oh, it is actually. Yes, you've got a point. Yes. That is a bit of a clue. It is a bit of a clue. TV programme I didn't watch. I think everybody else on the planet watched it, though. And there is a Lola connection with it, 1986. So I would have been 19. That really should... You know, all this is off, Mike, because the year before, 1985, when I was 18, the number one was 19 by Paul Hardcastle.
Yeah.
Mm. So that could have been better organised, couldn't it? So who's got a guess as to what that might be? Something to do with Lola and a TV programme that I didn't watch. Mike did. Actually, I did watch a little bit of the TV programme, but towards the end of its run. I wasn't there at the beginning, loving it, I'm afraid. So at least there's something decent. There's luckily for me, one year, 1992, there's a song, and it's the first song Mike and I ever danced to. And we played it on the show a couple of weeks back for our anniversary, didn't we? Yeah. So that one, I didn't realise it was number one on my birthday. It might get an outing, that. So do I get to choose all of the music tonight, Mike?
Yeah, well.
No, I can feel a no coming on.
No, because our guests, our listeners are choosing.
Are they? Oh, dear.
Well, Kim's chosen.
No, Kim's is fine.
And the priest has chosen.
He has twice. Yes. Yep. Copacabana. No. What year? The year was 1986. 1986. Copacabana is a good call. That is a good call, Alex. No, the connection with Lola's a little bit...
Tenuous.
But you all know, if I said the word, you would know and you would think of Lola. Oh, you're not doing too well. You're all going to cheat and look it up. That's not the way to go. Shall I put you out of your misery? The programme was Spitting Image. So who knows what the song is now? I didn't realise it had come from that. I thought it was it Black Lace?
No, it's Spitting Image.
Ah. This explains, because it would have been on the show, wouldn't it? And that's where I wouldn't have heard it until it went in the charts.
Wave a chicken in the air, stick a dead chair up your nose. Do, do,
do, do, basically, do. It's the government's policy on lockdown now. Which somebody did put on Facebook the other day. It's called The Chicken Song by Spitting Image. It's a rather silly little ditty, but mildly amusing. And that was number one when I was 19. But my 21st was Perfect by Fairground Attraction, so I've got to do that. Yes, hold a chicken in the air. Lola follows the lyrics to this, obviously. There was another one, wasn't it? That was Katrina and the Waves, wasn't it? Shine a Light.
Yeah,
which could have a totally different meaning.
It's a bit like the Macarena, Kim. Yeah,
yeah,
in
it
the
is.
Same kind of ilk.
Yeah.
So there I have been splitting those songs up.
Yeah.
Although I've had to keep them as song and artist in one cell. But no, it's okay. It was in capitals anyway. True. When you put true in a cell.
Oh, that got me last week. I was making a list of number ones on my birthday and I was typing them in and I came to 1983 and it was True by Spandau Ballet. And I typed in True and moved on and it was in capitals and I thought I must have kept the caps lock on. So it goes back to the cell, types True again, watching what I'm doing and it automatically went to capitals. And Mike said, yeah, it will do. It's like putting True or False in a cell. And I said, but I want True with a capital T and lowercase. I've left it to Mike. I must not tinker with spreadsheets. Because it all goes wrong and then Mike has to fix it.
Yeah, but I tinkered with the formatting and you went mental.
That's true, actually. I don't know what you did because I just had to reset it, so you clearly weren't doing it right.
Obviously.
Exactly. Have you seen what was number one in 2004 on my birthday?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say it.
Yeah, that's a bit unfortunate because I can't introduce that one, can I? It says F star star K it. I Don't Want You Back by Eamon. I've no idea who Eamon is either. I look at these and I feel so old. I remember all the ones when I was younger, but these more modern ones, not a clue.
I've got a clue. Puppet on a String, yeah. Wonderful World, yeah.
Get That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I even remember the ones from when I was born, and the, even some from before I was
See
born.
See My Baby Jive, Sugar Baby Love, Stand By Your Man, Fernando.
Yep, yeah. Get Back by the Beatles was 69.
Even Oops, yep. I Did It Again, It's Raining Men. Where do I lose it then?
Exactly.
Probably 2002.
Oh, no, you know If Tomorrow Never Comes by Ronan
yeah,
Keating.
That's 2002.
Yeah, but after that, I'm at a bit of a loss. I know Crazy, Niles Barkley, and...
That's scary then, isn't it? Because that's like the last 17 years.
Yeah, I'm seeing if I know the actual song, and I don't. No. I know there's a song called 4 Minutes by Madonna, and it features Justin Timberlake and Timbaland. So obviously I've heard of the artist, but I've never heard the song. So apart from Crazy in 2006, I don't know any of them from 2004. Okay, I am officially old. Do you know, when I was a kid, I could never imagine. Like, Mum didn't know what the number one was. And I'm like, oh, how could you not know, Mum? And now I'm like, yeah, shocking. He's got the chicken song.
Yeah, because Anton's just put it in the chat.
Is it on Spotify? A chicken song. I think I definitely need it. I definitely need it. Would you like me to do that so they can hear it in case we get taken off air? Has everybody heard the chicken song? Or does some people not know the chicken song? So is that all now in the spreadsheet so I can look at it in
That's
one place?
In the spreadsheet.
Oh, I do like Civilized.
In a sheet called Birthday.
That's not formatted to my liking.
You format it then.
I'm formatting it right now.
Right.
Oh, come on, you love me really.
See, we have these arguments, these domestics.
These are not arguments. You'll see me when I really get going.
Domestics about formatting.
That's the wrong shade of blue as well, just saying.
Right, see what I mean? I think it's time for that bottle of red.
The one that Lola was having?
Yeah, have you told them?
She was sat there last night in front of the door where we've got the water bottles, and she had these two bottles of wine with a pour on either one.
Oh, you did. You mentioned it.
I did. She's so adorable.
Get back.
She's been waiting eagerly for them to turn up to collect the milk bottles, and they've not turned up. So she's keeping her eye on those. Very, very carefully keeping
my guess just those. Went in the oven.
Oh, we're going to need photos. We are going to need photos of those. And do you know, when I was four, Back Home by the England World Cup squad was number one. Do you know how I know that, Mike?
No.
My mum went to Ireland. She'd had enough of my dad. He was working and he wanted to stay up all night to watch the World Cup because it was in Mexico. So the games were overnight. And he said, I'm going to be staying up and I'm going to watch the World Cup. And she said, right, well, I'm off. And she went on holiday to Ireland for 2 weeks and left him to it. She really did as well. Don't mess with my mother. Never a good idea. Funny how Dad never worked that out, isn't it? Silly, silly, silly boy. Ah, so Simon's birth song is All You Need Is Love by the Beatles. Are we still online in 20 minutes?
No.
Ish. Probably not. We've got 16 minutes till we're going over to the other show. What's happening in 20 minutes? Let me know.
The baguettes will be out of the oven.
86 is short. A shame I missed it. Jonathan, you missed nothing. You missed nothing, believe me. 1971, knock three times. See My Baby Jive. I'd been born a few days later. Would have been the streak. I actually thought mine was Puppet on a String. But let me see what was number one the week after. Because I thought, oh, well, that was so cool. Are you sure it's Sandy Shaw?
Puppet on a String, yeah.
No. Let's have a look. UK official charts. No, I thought it was a different one.
Well, that's what it said in that text file.
Well, let me check. You see, I could go through the top 10 and nobody would have a clue. Rockstar by DaBaby featuring Roddy Ricch, not a clue. Tootsie Slide by Drake, not a clue. Say So, Doja Cat, not a clue. Stuck With You, Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber. I know those two, but only by reputation, obviously. Never heard the song. And a lovely...
Actually, according to this, it's Silence is Golden.
Exactly.
Tremolos.
That's the one I was going to say, because Silence was not golden for Mum and Dad.
That was number one on the 18th of May.
Yeah. So unless it changed on the 19th, I think they're off.
Yeah.
I thought it was Silence is Golden. But do you know what? We're going to leave it because that's a what's it song, isn't it?
Tremolos.
No, a Eurovision song.
Oh, Puppy on a String, yeah.
So we might as well stick with that. But I'm pretty sure it was Silence is Golden. But we'll stick with it. I might correct it later, but for tonight's benefit, I might leave it alone. And I was loving Kim's idea of having a birthday this week and next week, because mine's midweek. And that's awkward. So I can play all the other songs next week. I'm liking that, because we've got a lot of Eurovision songs that people want to hear as well. Right, I'm going to have to start getting ready for this now. So to do that, I need to make sure that you can't hear three of me. You now cannot hear three of me. That's good. Then I have to put my headphones on for 5 hours. Oh, my head aches by the end of it. Although they are the best headphones I have ever had. With me, I cable them in as well. They're my Teotronics that we were trying to ponder on how on earth we could get a pair to Tracy. Right, let's have a listen. Am I all on and on and on? Yes, I am. So I'm ready to go with that. If I hadn't dropped my glasses on the floor, which I did. OK, so I've not seen any questions for Thursday yet. Do you need time to ponder it? Do you need to ponder? Right, I can see my birthday songs that I'm going to go through and I can see my playlist. What are we doing after?
Going to get something to eat.
I'm actually thinking that's not a bad idea.
What, going to get something to eat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Jonathan was so distraught over your lack of Toblerone. He offered to share, but I said you already had a 10-pound bar to play with and you did not need to share.
No.
And Jonathan might need that to keep him awake. How about we go in the order that I've put them in on there and then I can do the birthday thing? And then that would work.
Right.
I don't know about the rest of them after that. We'll have to do some birthday thing, but that'll work for now. You'll post the baguettes tomorrow. Excellent. I should be looking for that. So, 74, not 75. 74, I thought, would be Waterloo, and it wasn't. Having said that, in 1974, the Eurovision Song Contest was much earlier. It was April, not May. So it could well have been that.
That's probably because of the three-day week.
It was in Brighton.
Yeah, exactly.
In 1974.
We had all the strikes, didn't we?
So I've no idea. I have no idea if that was the... It was the Pavilions, wasn't it, in Brighton? Which we've seen. We've been down to Brighton twice. Yeah. Brighton was lovely. In fact, I've been to Brighton three times. The other time wasn't with Mike.
Not so. Okay.
He's so trusting. Oh, come on, it was before we met. I was staying with a family in Tunbridge Wells and it was, let's go to Brighton for the day. And I was like, go to Brighton for the day. Oh, okay then. So we did. And we had a look in the shops. I was thrilled. You can see why I wasn't overly thrilled about going to Brighton. The Ballad of Davy Crockett. Oh, is this when your birthday was? What was yours, Mike? Davy, you never told me.
Davy Crockett. Oh, I don't know.
He hasn't even looked it up. What can
Number
I say?
Number one.
What can I say?
August 1967.
Let me do a drum roll.
Songs. Scott McKenzie. San Francisco Flowers in Your Hair.
Oh, real hippie. Real hippie stuff.
Well, hang on. The table shows the date the song reached number one in the charts during 1967. If your exact birth date isn't shown, find the closest date before your birthday. This is the song that was number one on the day you were born or a later birthday.
And it is? Flowers in Your Hair?
Yeah, San Francisco Flowers in Your Hair.
Excellent. We could play that one on your birthday. Yeah, we'll do the birthday thing again for your birthday, Mike. Loving that. Good night, Jonathan.
Oh, hang on.
How did the door ever go on, Jonathan? Did Mummy Isaacs forgive him? Let us know tomorrow. Which day is your birthday? Mine's the 19th. It's Tuesday. Don't tell me we've got another birthday on Tuesday, because it's Irwin's birthday on Tuesday as well. Oh, clearly a popular day.
According to this, it's like my fire. By the doors, as in Jonathan's dad.
Oh, yeah, he'll have lit Mummy Isaac's fire with that one. I can tell you. Oh, good grief. We've got triple celebrations then on Tuesday. Triple celebrations. Right, who else? Whee! Mrs. Simon.
Oh, Mrs. Simon.
Only the best. And Irwin. Any more? Anybody else got a birthday on Tuesday? Oh, Simon, you're going to have
Happy
to push
birthday,
the boat out here.
Mrs. Simon T.
Yay! Oh, we've now got Jedward on here. This Eurovision thing goes worse. I'm glad I didn't have to put that on. So don't forget to let me know about Working with Colour, anything you want to know. I'm also contemplating revisiting another video of mine, which could lead to about 6 demos. So yes, lots of Working with Colour. Whose birthday song is Light My Fire? That's yours, isn't it?
Yeah, I think. Go away.
What are you doing now?
Number one hits of 1967.
Go on, go and find it, Mike. It'll be the original of that
one. The Doors, Light My Fire.
Yay, it's Mike's.
End of July through to the 18th of August.
Yep, so that was definitely covered your birthday. Yeah. Mike's birthday is the 12th of August. So 12th of August, 1967.
I don't know where that other one came from.
That's what I'm saying. They're not 100% accurate, are they? But
The Doors, Light My Fire.
Yeah, well, I think was Silence is Golden. But if we go with Puppet on a String, it's Eurovision.
No, this says UK number one, yeah. San Francisco.
Oh.
Maybe it's...
Oh, my word. Your birthday is Simon and Mrs. Simon's wedding anniversary.
Is it?
Yeah, this is getting incredibly incestuous. That is brilliant.
Simon's 6 days older than me.
Oh, a mere youngster. Yeah, you're a baby. He's my toy boy. I'm 3 months older than he is. Absolute
right,
toy
UK,
boy here.
UK number one singles, 1967.
We've got the final definitive
San
answer.
San Francisco. Be
flowers
sure
in
to
your
wear
hair.
Some flowers in your hair.
Right, well, check mine then. I don't think it's Puppet on a String. I think it's Silence is Golden.
Maybe I was looking at US number ones or something. 19 May, 1967.
UK number one.
Number one's UK.
Good night, Anthony. We'll be heading off at 8 ourselves into the other show. Waiting for the definitive from Mike.
Silence is Golden.
Ah! Well, in that case, we're going to have to change it slightly, aren't we? Is it a bit slow? Is Silence is Golden?
Silence is, yeah, very slow.
Oh, that's not good then.
Leave it as Puppet on a String.
We'll explain, but Ellen requested it ever anyway, so it's near enough. Yeah. It's near enough. I'd much rather have something that I can actually really remember, but apparently I seem to have lost the last 17 years and not blinked. I can't believe that. Because there is lots of music that I really like. It's obviously, it's just not made it to number one.
Yeah, it was number three.
What was?
Puppet on a String.
Well, it clearly got to there a week later. Yeah. Anyway, I did have Mum and Dad on a string. So Silence wasn't golden. And I did have them on a string. So either way, it works. Do you know some of these Eurovision songs are terrible? And I remember those as well. There's a video for one here and it looks like a Zoom meeting.
What's birthday jams?
No idea.
Kim, what's birthday jams?
Ooh. Why are you on birthday jams? That's probably a website.
Oh.
I was on the official UK charts, and you put the date in, so 19th of May, and then it tells you, it brings up the charts that were nearest to. But I don't know whether it brings them up like before or after your birthday. So, like, if the charts change on a Friday and it's your birthday on a Thursday, then it will be the week before. So I honestly don't know. We'll need to look into this far more carefully. But this is why I'm loving Kim's idea of having two. That would work, wouldn't it? Oh, no, not again. Right, I'm getting into WhatsApp now, so I've got the other chat up. Right, think you should have done Guess the Movie on this first hour. I'll put feel free to type them in. Anyway, we're on another show. We're actually broadcasting another show live right now, hence the pre-record. And if I could type, I'd be dangerous. There we go. Okay, that's that dealt with. If Elaine has two birthdays, just...
like the Queen.
Just giving Simon fair notice, I might declare a second. It works brilliantly. This is because it's midweek. Yeah, it's midweek, it's not on. So, yes, that's what we'll do, Mrs. Simon. We shall both have two. Simon, this could prove expensive. Luckily for Mike, I don't drink. Mind you, my tech bill, pretty hefty, isn't it?
Yes.
So what am I going to get this year?
I don't know.
Jonathan suggested a MacBook Pro. But then Jonathan would, wouldn't he? Because Jonathan's got one on the way. I haven't got one on the way. I know for a fact that's not my surprise. I'll just sit here and imagine what my surprise will be. Right, we are coming up to the top of the hour, aren't we? How much longer do we have?
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Less than 3 minutes.
Less than 3 minutes.
2 minutes and 46 seconds.
Right, so what I'm doing at my end, so you're aware, I am getting an iPad up, which has my clock on it, my full screen clock, which goes in front of me. I'm presuming that you're going to let me know when we've run out of content on the other station.
Yes.
And I will broadcast to it. I will give you enough time. I will waffle on enough for you to discern if something's happening.
Right.
We've also got in the first hour, we need to fit in the Lion and Albert, which I think was in there. It was from Frank. And we also need the Mr. Blobby song. Don't we get some fabulous, fabulous requests, Mr. Blobby and the Lion and Albert? Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. Yes, so an entire week, I think, for our birthdays, that would work wonders. Lucky it wasn't a weekend then, really, wasn't it? In fact, I'm actually... Do you know what my birthday present was going to be? Oh, it was going to be going to a dog show tomorrow. Remember that, Mike?
Yeah.
Out in Rainford. We've been every year for the last 2-3 years, and it has been fantastic. We took Ollie to one. We went to one on our own. We have a breakfast while we're there, and then we play with all the dogs. It's fabulous. Cancelled. So I'm a bit upset. So that was my birthday present, but that's not going to be my birthday present now. So can you tell how long out we are with that?
Yes, 1 minute 18 seconds.
1 minute 18 seconds. Oh, Mike, that's perfect. Whoa, that was keyed up well. That was keyed up well.
Yeah.
Mike said we need a 60-minute show, and he came and he said, and how long is it? And I went, 1 hour. And 8 seconds.
My Apple Watch told me the seconds. You don't see the seconds on your phone, do you?
No, I don't think you do. I always have that in front of me, so
right,
that's what we're
going 55, with. 54.
I don't need you giving me a running commentary like that. Right, so what's going to happen is I'm going to say goodnight to you officially, but we'll leave MacBytes open until we actually play the first song. Reason that we don't broadcast it on MacBytes is we are not licensed for music on MacBytes, but we are on Brooklands. So I will say an official good night from me.
And good night from me.
And we'll both see you next time.